Welcome to today's Eurelo monthly teleconference taking place on Tuesday, 19th of January 2016 at 1900 UTC. On today's call, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Oksana Frikotko, Jean-Jacques Subrenal, Zurie Lansipuro, Stefano Trumpi, Mikhail Medvish, Sandra Popperice, Pedro Vieca, Sebastian Bachelet, Matthew Camus, Ellen Greenberg, and Lena Garcia. And we have just Wolf Ludwig joined as well. So we don't have any apologies for this call, and from staff we have Sylvia Vivanka and myself, Yeshin Nazma. I would like to remind everyone to state their names before speaking for transcript purposes. So over to you, Olivia. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Yesen. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking, and apologies for the start of this call being a little bit late by 10 minutes. We are going to run over because it's a very packed agenda that we have today. Thankfully, Sylvia has put back the agenda that I had originally put together. So let's get moving quickly, and let's start with a review of the action items from our last call. There were three action items. The first one was about the newly appointed board members, Jordi Eparaguirre, Iriu Lensipuro, Mikhail Medvish, Annette Milberg, Mathieu Camus, to email the Eurelo mailing list on their goals for the next couple of years. We've actually had a discussion on the Eurelo board mailing list, and there was a conference call that took place yesterday, and we'll be going into this in a few minutes. Gigola to coordinate with Eurelo chair on the date to hold an agenda and a Eurelo single issue call in the second or third week of January on the issue of at-large CCWG accountability, draft proposal on work stream one. So that's pending at the moment, and we'll find out in a moment why. Thirdly, Wolf Ludwig and Sylvia are to circulate the public interest document to all the railos. This is also coming up, and we've got an update of this on the call. So I suppose we can probably go directly into the ALAC consultations and initiatives, agenda item number three. If you have loaded your agenda a moment ago, you can refresh and you'll have the latest agenda there. Now, with regards to the current statements, I believe I'm not going to work on the direct policy development page. There's a link in the agenda which sends you to there. I don't know which ones we should go for that are recent, but the current ones being drafted is a final report, recommendations of the Geographic Regions Review Working Group. There are three, Tishani Benjamin is holding the pen at the moment and being assisted by Jean-Jacques Subrenal and Narine Khatchatryan. Something that's quite important for our region because this is about redefining the geographic regions in ICANN due to a few inadequacies, I think one could call it. In Europe in particular, Armenia is a country that is currently in the Asia-Pacific and Asia, Australasia, and Pacific Islands region, and that might be interested, knowing that we have our Armenian friends on the call, might be interested in joining Europe instead. So that's one of the things that, one of the proposals that's in this proposal is that some countries could choose which region they would like to be in. So if you're interested in contributing to this or having a look at the development process, you can click on that link. Next, the proposed implementation of GNSO, so Generic Name Supporting Organization, Thick Who Is Consensus Policy, requiring consistent labeling and display of RDDS, otherwise known as Who Is, output for all generic top-level domains. As you will have seen by the number of acronyms on here, it's quite an involved story. It's also quite a long story. It's all to do with Who Is records. When you have the name of a domain name, finding out who the owner of that domain name is or who the registrant of that domain name is, that's what Who Is provides. And there are some changes being made at the moment on this topic with the Who Is output being put into some kind of what they call thick Who Is. Thick Who is when all the databases in one location. Thin Who Is, it's when the database is distributed amongst the registry, the registrar, and perhaps other organizations along the ladder. Quite involved. It's open for comments at the moment. There is I think there is a first draft. I haven't checked, but it's open for comments until call for comment closed 22nd of January. So you've got a couple of more days to look at this. Next, the Registration Data Access Protocol, RDAP, Operational Profile for GTLD Registry and Registrars. That's a very technical thing. There is a statement that was drafted by Holly Reich and Carlton Samuels, and if you're interested in this slightly more technical thing, you can have a look at the statement that was drafted. It's over at voting stage on the ALAC already, so a little bit late to comment on it. And finally, the Notice of Preliminary Determination to Grant Registrar Data Retention Waiver Request for ASCIO Technologies Incorporated, Denmark, filial of ASCIO Technologies Incorporated, USA. Now, this is one of these public comment requests that comes in quite regularly. It's to do with the amount of data that a registrar has to provide to ICANN about registrants and about their customers. Now, in Europe, there are privacy laws which do not allow for the company based in Europe to be able to do something like this. So they need to obtain a waiver from ICANN, because the current policy in ICANN is that all of them, everyone is in the same base, and everyone has to, or every registrar has to provide all of these full details, except if you get a waiver. And it's quite inefficient, because every single, maybe not every single registrar, but many registrars from Europe have had to apply for this, and then it goes through the public consultation, et cetera, et cetera. And you end up with this repeated request for a consultation, request for comments on these things. I know that Roberto Gaetano had said he would be maybe drafting something that would look at all of these requests and just saying, look, let's just have a separate way of doing things in Europe, and so you could have a different type of contract that Europeans could write. I hope I'm paraphrasing this correctly. I don't see Roberto on the call, unfortunately, but if you if you have an interest in these things, then please get in touch with him or comment, sending your comments on the policy page that is related to this. I think that's all the ones that are currently being developed. And don't look at the list that we currently have on the screen, because that's the old public commenting system. That was the one from last month. Any comments or questions on any of these? Let me just put the link. The ALAC policy development page is here. You can see it in the chat now, and you can see how things are being built up with time. Sébastien Bachelet, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you very much, Olivier. As you say, we are, ALAC, supposed to finalize a vote about the, what is the acronym, RDAP. I am, as usual, on my comments on all that, but I have a question, and maybe we can have this discussion here at the European level. I have the impression that a lot of things are done here to replace the WIS at the level of the GTLD. That means that if we go in that direction, we will have, as end user, WIS in one end for the CCTLDs or any subset of that, and we will have a new tool for the GTLD. That means that we will be, as end user, quite in trouble with different tools, different things. How we can address these questions? Because today I don't think it's taken care. I don't know. I am not sure that you all have read the situation on the, that comments. But here is my question. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Sebastian. Are there any thoughts on this? I haven't. Sebastian, it's Olivier speaking. I personally, I don't know. Really, I haven't got any specific view on that. Do you wish to try and send this over to the mailing list and see this? Or yeah, Sebastian, go ahead.
Yeah, I get your point. It's now 5 days. I wanted to write a comment in the chat, but as you know, I am not really able to do all what I need to do. Then I don't know if I will be able to do it, and I need to vote by tomorrow. It's a tricky question, but just I will try to write something. Maybe tomorrow morning. That's one point I would like to raise. And the other point will be in point five. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Sebastian. Olivier speaking. And I gather that, you know, with such a complex issue, it would be better to have it written, and then people can think about it and it can digest it a little bit. Privacy issues, etc. Okay, let's then move on if there are no further questions on this. And we now have an update on the public interest document next steps. If you recall, last month we were looking at the public interest document which Vault had drafted for our last face-to-face meeting that took place in Dublin last year. And so the process is moving forward, and I guess we could just give it a chance to Wolf to let us know what's going to happen next. Wolf Ludwig.
Okay, thanks a lot, Wolf Ludwig, for the records, for giving me the floor. As you may recall from our Dublin face-to-face General Assembly, part one, we presented this input paper and discussed it, and at the end we realized a broad approval to the substance and to the importance of the issue, and it was not really meant as a one-day issue, just to fill up a part of our General Assembly, but it was meant to be a topic which needs to be followed up, because as you all know, the public interest is a repeating or upcoming term in ICANN debates, and it's a term which is fairly disputed depending on what constituencies you look in. So there is a sort of a common understanding, as far as I have realized, in the GAC, and the GAC is always in their consultations and statements pointing to the importance of the public interest, and we have seen from Juralo's side there is a strong sensitivity among our members to bring this issue up again and to continue discussions on it. So at the end there were two options: to create a working group at the Juralo level, what I take more or less for granted, because I received a lot of informal responses from some of our members that they are strongly interested to participate in such a working group. So I think it will be an easy effort to create such a working group. And Silvia Vivanco has already created a sub-page on the Uralo workspace, which she published, the links she published in the chat. So there you can find the document again, and the sub-page can figure as more or less the working platform for the working group, where you can post comments, etc., post other inputs, post other references, etc., because there are quite a lot of references if you make a quick research. And an alternative step would be to bring it up on the ALEC level. There will be next Thursday a secretariat's call, and Silvia organized that it will be an agenda item at this secretariat's call as well. So I will bring it up. I will ask other ALO leaders whether they are interested in the issue, whether they think it would be worth to create an ALEC-wide, at large-wide working group on this issue. So this could be complementary ideas. So far, I take it more or less for granted that we will follow up in a Uralo working group, but it's still open whether there will be enough feedback, response, interest from other ALOs, and then we could discuss the issue on a broader level. It would be interesting to hear from other regions whether there are similar traditions in other regions, other parts or parts of the world, that whether it has a similar historical connotation in their parts, or whether public interest is more or less what some people say, rather European term and definition. These are the still open questions, and as far as I got to know, there will be an ICANN-wide meeting in Marrakesh where the issue will be brought up as well. There was also a meeting on the public interest at the last IGF in Brazil, and it will most probably become also on the ICANN level a standing item on the agenda. Therefore, our efforts in this direction, following up this issue, comes at the right moment, I think. Thanks. That's all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Rolf. Olivier Crapin-Leblanc speaking. And yes, I put a link to the schedule of the Marrakesh meeting on the Monday, the 7th of March in the afternoon with local time 15:15 to 16:30, exploring the public interest within ICANN's remit. Could I perhaps suggest that staff helps you to get in touch with whoever is in charge of this, this session, and find out what is it about and whether you could take part in this. I think it's, you know, if we have something that is doing this, then I would really hope that we are invited to be part of this session rather than, having at large not involved at all in it. And perhaps Alan Greenberg would know whether we are already involved with this session. I don't know. Alan Greenberg.
Yeah, we haven't been invited to do anything, so I don't really know what exactly will be happening. I suspect it will be a panel, and I suspect sometime in the next month or so, I will receive an invitation. The session in the IGF was interesting in that the general conclusion the group came to, or at least my view on the conclusion, is that you can't and don't want to define it, but we need to be thinking and talking about it more, but it's not clear that a formal definition is really the end point, even though that's the way we've referred to it at this point. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for this, Alan. All right, so we have an action item that's in the list. Alan is the chair of the ALAC. You don't mind if we get directly in touch with the, or do you want to go via you, or to find out what this public interest is about?
Well, I have some idea what it's about, but I will ask our staff to find out exactly what they're planning and whether we will have participation or not.
All right, thank you. Wolf Ludwig.
Wolf Ludwig again for the records. I received an invitation or a pointer to this session by the person in charge at ICANN, but it's just general info pointing out that there will be a session in Marrakesh and pointing to some more background infos like the panel in Brazil, and I guess on the panel in Marrakesh there will be some of the usual suspects like Bill Drake or Olga Cavalli, etc., and some more people.
Okay, thanks for this.
It's probably helpful if Alec could be part of this effort as well.
Thanks very much for this, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. I think it's mandatory for at large to be part of this. So let's hope we manage to make contact. I'm really sorry. We are already running out of time. We started a bit late. We were supposed to have 5 minutes on this. We have to move on to the next agenda item.
Olivier, if you allow me, call. I would like to ask all members at this call here tonight to give me a hint or to reconfirm their interest that we can create this working group as soon as possible and that we can start from the next call onward. Thanks.
Thanks for this, Wolf. You want this by email or just...
Yes, it would be, by whatever means of communication, drums, email or smoke, just to let me know who will participate in this working group. Thanks.
Thank you for this, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. Will you carry a pigeon? That's quite an ecological way of communication.
Okay, that's another way.
Let's move on. Agenda item 5, CWGI and the CCWG accountability. As you know, we've just looked at the action items. There was supposed to be a call, a Uralo call, with the latest developments and the ability to let everyone in Uralo or at-large structures in Uralo to know a lot more about this and to agree or come up with some kind of a green light for this to get basically our ALAC members to support this. The problem is that there is yet more delay, and so we've not reached the point yet where there is a final accountability, CCWG accountability report. We have the luck of having Alan Greenberg, who has been spearheading the ALAC's work on this. Alan, could you summarize in a couple of minutes where this is going and what are we to expect?
I wouldn't dare to predict where it's going and what to expect, but I can give you my impression. The group is slowly working its way through all of the issues that have been raised in the public comment and things that there were strong indications need to be adjusted, paying a lot of attention to the board issues, because ultimately the board has to agree or the bylaws don't get implemented. But there's a fair amount of substance from other groups as well. And we're working our way through it. There's been a lot of progress made. We've gotten to closure on some tough issues. There are others that there are people within the group that are really diametrically opposed to each other, and it's not clear how we're going to come to closure on some of those, but we have seen progress that I probably wouldn't have predicted a few weeks ago. So we're working. At this point, we still have not heard formally from the GNSO or from the GAC, and so it's hard to put things to bed completely without two of the major players really having spoken up. In the case of the GNSO, we know what their individual components have said, but we still need some indication of the group as a whole. And there are a few places where the GAC is still a complete unknown. But the progress is being made. What the timeline is not clear. Until we know when we're going to hear something from the GNSO and GAC, it's hard to put a real timeline to bed. The presumption is we will have either a new proposal or an update to the current proposal sometime in the next few weeks. And we the ALAC, along with the other chartering organizations, will be called upon to approve it or not, preferably before Marrakesh, but my guess at this point is it may well not happen until Marrakesh. So what that delayed timeline does, you know, by delaying for 2 months, what that does to the overall transition plans is anyone's guess.
Thanks very much for this, Alan. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. And just to let you know, as the GNSO liaison for the ALAC, I've followed very closely what's going on in the GNSO. The next meeting, which is supposed to take place the day after tomorrow, I believe, on the 21st of January, has an agenda where there is an update and discussion about CCWG accountability. There was a special call last week that was supposed to yield some input for the chair of the GNSO to be able to draft a document over the weekend and present it on Monday, Tuesday of this week. And it doesn't seem to have appeared yet on the GNSO mailing list. So, yeah, we still don't know where we're going. Let's have, Jean-Jacques Subrenard.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Jean-Jacques speaking. I have a question and a remark. I'm rather worried as a member of the ICG speaking privately here, but also as one of the two representatives chosen by the ALAC to work in the ICG. I'm rather worried about the slippage in the timeline, in the dates. And working backwards, I see two big dates looming in the future. One is, of course, the termination of the current contract of the IMF functions at the end of September 2016. And the other date is, of course, the U.S. elections a bit after that. So if we take those two things and we work backwards, we're barely within the possible timeline to achieve anything with accountability, transition in time. So, again, speaking privately, but as a former member of the ALAC and as one of your representatives of the ICG, I'd like to ask both you and Alan if you think it would be possible to express perhaps more forcefully within the CCWG the concerns we might have, and when I say we, I mean the at large, about the slippage in dates, because of the ultimate goal is not just to send in a document to ATIA, it is actually to make transition possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. Alan Greenberg, any comment or response?
to be quite blunt, I don't think it's going to make any difference at this point. Those of us who are really worried about the date have expressed that concern repeatedly, and asked for updates and trying to encourage targets being set. And there are other people who are absolutely adamant, saying there should be no external pressure. We'll work at whatever rate we have to work to get the job done. Now, I'm as worried about as anyone about getting the job done properly. But at the same time, there is outside, impact of this. And saying it again, I don't think will make any difference. I've been one of the people who has asked the embarrassing questions about, what's the schedule and what's the target and when are we going to hear anything? I can't counter the argument saying how can we set a schedule when two of the major chartering organizations are still being silent on what they think about this. So we have competing forces going on here, and I don't think that one more person saying once again that we need to work faster is going to change anything. I think the co-chairs are well aware of the situation, and to some extent, they're the ones who are going to look awful bad if we can't come to closure on this, and it's because of them, in some people's minds anyway. So I think the pressure's there. I don't think making one more comment is going to make any difference.
Thank you, Alan. It's Olivia speaking. Colloquially, one could say that this has somehow turned into an arm wrestling contest. Let's have Stefano Trumpi next. We're not able to hear you, Stefano, at the moment. I don't know if your microphone is properly set up. If Stefano is using the Adobe Connect, he is not muted, but it doesn't seem to be working at the moment. In the interest of time, let's go to Sébastien Bachelet, and we'll come back to Stefano Trumpi. If staff can please, in the meantime, try and work out how Stefano has to set up or what's not working. Sébastien Bachelet.
Thank you, Olivier. Hope Stefano will come and we will be able to hear him. I'm not sure that the discussion about the timing is going somewhere. I can understand that we want the transition, but for the moment, we spend already 2 meetings of 3 hours each week to go ahead. There are people working a lot, some less, but I don't see how we can go faster. We need to have all those discussions, even on some topic, I am not sure that the closure it's a good one for at large. We will have to have this discussion also. And I really feel that would have been a good way to go to have a real discussion at one time with the board in depth, and the CCWG didn't have it, and now we are delaying. We may ask the U.S. to postpone their presidential election, like that we will have more time. I will leave Stefano to talk, but I have one question, a specific question about the current work, and I would like to have your advice or your idea on this. It's also a tricky question from my side, but I will come back when you want, Olivier, on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Sébastien. We are running very late on this. Was it a long question on this topic, or?
No, it's not a long question. I need to find a place where we can have this discussion about what we call the IRP and the way it's set up today in the proposal. I have really the impression that we are going, even if I get some answer today at the CCWG call by Thomas, that we are going against the multi-stakeholderism in doing what we are doing. But maybe I'm wrong, and I would like to have your point of view. Or I wait for the IANA stewardship transition at large discussion tomorrow. I can do that too.
Yes, thanks for this, Sebastian. It's Olivier speaking. I believe the venue tomorrow indeed would be the best way forward, and the whole working group will be able to discuss this. And since Alan is on the call, and the agenda will be shortly updated, then Alan can take note of this. Can we have Stefano Trumpi now, please?
Hello? Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, oh. We can hear you, Stefano.
Okay,
welcome.
Okay. Following Jean-Jacques, of course, I'm worried about the timing, because we remember that also in Dublin, the goal was to try to finish the work by January, and January is already almost passed. So I think that the Marrakesh meeting will be the maybe the last time useful, or and the ALAC should be very strong in this, at least to say, look, people, we have to make things more simple and not so much complicated. And this is a road that we have to follow. And then finally, I wanted to say that in the working group about public interest and other things, my role for 15 years in GAC may be helpful for the EURALO. And so I'm a volunteer in also dealing with the relations with the GAC. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for this, Stefano. That's a good point, and let's take note of this. And you might have to mute now because we can hear.
Okay.
That's great. Okay, well, let's move on then. I'm really sorry the time is really rushed today. And the next thing on our agenda is the EURALO board conference call that took place yesterday. We had a very productive meeting, and the discussion looked at... Yeah, Sebastian?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Olivier. Before you close these items, I would like very much that, even if we don't have schedules, and when EURALO will have an in-depth discussion about CCWG and accountability, to taken into account by the ALAC member coming from EURALO. I think it's important that we just don't bring our own point of view. That's very easy, but the point of view of the region. And I would like to see how we can organize that. Sorry, Olivier, about that.
Yeah, thanks for this, Sebastian. It's Olivier speaking. Well, we have an action item to set up a single issue call for EURALO. The question is when. And when would it be productive for us to have it? If we have it tomorrow, then I would believe it's probably a bit too early because so much is changing. If we have it, of course, we also have to be careful about not having it too late. So could I perhaps ask you to work with staff and with the with the IANA Issues Working Group and finding out when would be the best time to have a snapshot of what's going on and let our ALSs know about this? Is that okay? Excellent. I see a green tag from Sebastian. Okay, excellent. So it was an action item anyway, so it's still in the pipeline. EURALO board conference call yesterday, very very productive, very helpful. We discussed a number of issues. The process was for each board member to share with the others what their goals were for their tenure on the Uralo board. These are actually linked to, you'll see a link in the agenda over to the Uralo board members page, and that actually has some details on there, and it's got their goals listed below. I think it might be slightly incomplete, but that's the main goals. So we had a bit of a discussion on finding out what we should start with, because there are so many different topics that we need to address simultaneously. And the idea was to create two task forces, the first one being a task force on at-large structure engagement, specifically for our Uralo ALSs. As you know, we haven't got that great an engagement at the moment. There's much improvement required, and so that task force's work will be primarily focusing, first, following up on the at-large structure skill sets. We did have already a survey that was sent quite a while ago that provided with some answers, but the work would involve taking this as a starting point and then expanding it and relating to it with our ALSs to build a fuller picture of what not only the individuals that we have taken part in processes are interested in or know about, but also what kind of skill sets they have within their at-large structure. So we have a more active community that can engage in a lot of the topics that are related to ICANN. The second work of the of that proposed task force would be to update and refine the list of ALSs that we currently have on the website, but also have contact points and other details that would be behind a login, so that each ALS could actually network with the other at-large structures out here. We are a community at the end of the day, and we are not taking advantage of that opportunity to be able to relate with other like-minded organizations in Europe. That was the first task force. The second one, proposed task force, was on a review and a revision of the bylaws. And the first task would be to map out the differences between the bylaws that are currently drafted and how Uralo actually works. Once that mapping has been done, and of course fully taking into account the work that has already been done in the past, it's not the first time that we're looking at this, taking into account all of the current data at hand, the task force would revert back to Uralo at large structures with their results. And at that point, there would be a decision by Uralo ALSs to see if we would proceed forward with making bylaw amendments. Bearing in mind, once you start touching bylaws and amending things, it becomes very, very complicated, and it's a heck of a lot of work. But that's the plan on first step and second step. So there's a call for participants if you are interested in these task forces. But prior to calling for participants, the call here is meant to obtain your feedback about these proposals. The floor is open. Mikhail Medresh, you have the floor.
Hello, everybody. I suppose that it is necessary to start this job with a small working group reviewing bylaw. I mentioned in my email to the board some contradictions, real contradictions in between real life and what is in bylaw. It's not bylaw. We have articles of association, the name of the document. Individual association established in 2012 still not institutionalized in the Uralo bylaw. It is necessary to do. Governing bodies of Uralo do not correspond to real life. So the procedures are not established in bylaw. It is written that the rules of procedures which should be adopted by board, etc. So no rules of procedures. We have procedures, but we have no procedures on paper. So it is necessary to review in two steps. I suppose first step to think about what to do and to discuss this and then to do. So I suppose a half a year, between half a year and a year period of time will be good enough to make changes. By the way, we have bylaw. All other alos have different documents, not bylaw, procedures, some not bylaw as a legal entity, as we have. So maybe to think about changing, fully change the document. So it is not my decision, it's only some ideas about. So I would like to start this because it is necessary to have a document corresponds to real life. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Mikhail. It's Olivier speaking. And so I see there's only positive replies so far. I don't see anyone objecting to any of these task forces. And I'm going to give you the floor in a second, Sebastian, but I was going to say that the way things work is the task forces are created and then the task force selects their chair of the task force once the task force is created. And, of course, to create a task force, there needs to be a call for participants, a wiki page, and a mailing list set up. Sébastien Bachelet.
Yes, I am sorry. I apologize. I was not able to participate to the odd call yesterday, but I have two thoughts. The first one is that as much as we can converge with the other RALO to have some common ground on how the RALO are working will be great. I don't know how we can do that, but as their secretariat call of the RALOs, it may be a good way to have this discussion started. And the other point is that we have to take into account the fact that we will go through review in the next month, and I guess that will be part of the review too, and we need to have that included in our work. Thank you very much.
Thanks for this, Sebastian. It's Olivier speaking. And I gather by your interest in this, you would probably volunteer to be one of the participants in this specific task force. Any other comments or questions? No? Okay, let's move on. I'm told by staff that we have a 15-minute extension because we did start a few minutes late. So I hope that you can all remain on the call. 15 minutes, and I'll try and stick to the new timing. So let's have an action item here, which will be to issue a call for participants for both task forces, please. And we move to agenda item number 7, the FY, so fiscal year 17 special budget requests. We also discussed this yesterday on the Uralo board call, and the question was whether the Uralo wishes to file any special budgets this year. So the way that it works is that ICANN has an overall budget that they publish every year, and then each supporting organization, advisory committees, constituency of the GNSO, and also regional at-large organization can file some requests for additional budgets. One of the requests, the one that we did last year, that you will see linked to at-large FY16 budget development workspace, was one that was asking for the General Assembly that took place in Dublin. Of course, we've now had our General Assembly in Dublin this year, or last year, but we have not had any other type of requests last year. And this year, I believe, we're not going to have something happening in Europe. And in fact, asking for General Assemblies 2 years in a row is quite unlikely that we will get anyway. So at the moment, we pretty much have nothing on the table to present as a request for additional budget. Now, that's, of course, aside from the at-large community regional outreach pilot program, which has been used in Uralo so far to send potential at-large structure representatives to the Eurodig, the European IGF conference that takes place yearly. And so we shouldn't make any crop requests under these special budget requests. We have to think of other things. The time is of the essence because the deadline for making those requests is the 21st of January, end of the week. And I therefore opened the floor. I did ask other board members whether they were interested, whether they could think about this until today, and I wonder whether anybody has had any great idea during the night. The floor is open. Nothing at all. That's a bit surprising. This is money. This is about requesting funding for activities. I'm quite surprised. I mean, some of the activities that other RALOs have been filing are activities based on the Internet Governance Forum and staging a workshop at the Internet Governance Forum. I know that AP RALO and AF RALO have done this on several occasions in the past and have been funded to stage that workshop. At the moment, there are requests, the only published requests are ones from NARALO to ask for a General Assembly at ICANN 57, and I don't see any other requests so far, but they might be added in a couple of days. Let's open the floor. Irio Lancipuro, you have the floor.
Yeah, this is Irio Lancipuro. Of course, I would certainly support asking for money for a workshop at the next IGF. But the other thing is that if we don't find anything to ask, for the budget, could we then have more money for the crop? That is to say, we could have more people assisted to go through the Eurodic. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Irio. It's Olivier speaking. This feels very much like the common agricultural policy, isn't it? If we don't grow crops, can we get money for this?
Yeah.
I can't help thinking that. I don't think it works like this, unfortunately. That's my feeling. I don't know, perhaps Alan would know better, but I certainly do not think that this has been done in the past, and I think that they are seeing these as being two separate budgets, so they're somehow separated. Let's go down the list. Maybe somebody else has an answer to this suggestion. Sébastien Bachelet.
Thank you, Olivier. Maybe we want to do some biological agriculture and not anymore the old one way of doing it. I would like very much that we had a thought about how the ILSS can benefit from that. We used to take this money to organize a meeting of some people, but we need to go down to the members of our ILS, I think. We need to find a way to have something to do with them about ICANN and at large. And if we don't have ideas, we don't need to spend the money. We are not here to spend the money because there is money. If we have idea, if we have project, yes, but not the reverse. The goal is not to spend the money, it's to have a good project. And I would like very much that we find something going to the roots of our organization. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Sébastien. It's Olivier speaking. Perhaps that could be another task for the outreach and, for the task force on at-large structure engagement. It seems like the right thing to work on. And, of course, if we don't make any requests this year, hopefully we'll have some potential requests for next year. Paul Ludwig, you're next.
It's Paul Ludwig, Postal Record. Again, well, I just put a note in the chat, and we have tried it so many times in previous years to get at least some of our members supported or funded to participate at the ICANN Studienkreis. And it was always rejected with sort of strange argument that ICANN Studienkreis has nothing to do with ICANN, what is some kind of a joke, because ICANN Studienkreis is almost as old as ICANN and became over the years a very well-known opportunity, particularly for, or mostly for academians, for academics. And it has a long tradition, and some of our people on a private basis have participated already, but it was never supported by ICANN so far. And I think before asking to send some of our people to the next IGF, what in my, to my knowledge will be in Mexico, I think it makes more sense to concentrate a budget request on an event which is quite established, quite well known, and we simply have to remind them then that meanwhile Fadi has over the last three times participated, etc. So by now it should be known in at ICANN staff, and meanwhile they should have realized that it has a lot to do with ICANN and it's well related. So I think it would be worth to give it another trial.
Thanks very much for this, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking, and as you're mentioning this, I was reading the FY17 ALAC criteria on special requests. One concern I have, and I know that we have applied for this in the past, and it's been rejected because it was told the ICANN student crisis has nothing to do with ICANN, which I thought was quite funny, actually, on the time. But on that occasion now, the current criteria mentions that if any request is made on outreach, it should probably go through the CROP program and not on this special request process. That's the only concern I've seen and something I've noted in the current rules of the CROP. I'm not really sure what to say or to do. We could file and be told, well, this has to go to CROP, or maybe maybe it will be funded. Wolf Ludwig, and thanks for putting the link, Sylvia. Wolf Ludwig, you have the floor.
Wolf Ludwig for the records again. Well, I think we can also consider it for the CROP program. But I think over the last year, basically or in principle, it was useful to submit CROP requests related to Eurodic. And we always had a more or less a special emphasis for this CROP request to sponsor people from Eastern European countries to attend Eurodic events who would, without special support funding, not be able to participate in a Eurodic. It will be the same question, the same issue for this year, 2016 in Brussels. Therefore, in my personal opinion, I would like to prioritize the CROP for Eurodic, and I would try again a special budget request as we did in the past, even if it was refused. So let's try it again for ICANN Studienkreis, because ICANN Studienkreis is broader than Eurodic. So it fits better into ICANN fiscal year request than something which is very typical regional, what is Eurodic. So Eurodic fits, in my opinion, much better to the CROP program and outreach, etc. initiatives. It's just my personal recommendation. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. I note that Alan Greenberg has put his hand up a bit earlier, but then I'm not sure whether he put it down willingly or whether it just went down.
Wasn't really important. Just to note that the financial request is probably because we really do not think that there's going to be a lot of travel-type things funded under the special budget request. Nothing stops you from putting it in, but the message that we've received is that the focus is not likely to be on travel-type things. So you can given that, you can then make your decision as you wish.
Thanks for this, Alan. It's Olivia speaking. I gather, I mean, Wolf, do you have the ability to file the request? It doesn't cost anything to file it, but, you know, then it will be looked at afterwards and evaluated by the committee, and then we'll see if it goes in or not.
Well, until the end of the week, it has to be submitted until Friday.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, as we will probably meet on Friday, let me suggest we just go over it for a couple of minutes and then afterwards file it.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Works
so
with me.
So it's already, let's say, coordinated between the two of us.
Good. And I note from the chat, it's Olivia speaking, I note that Onsana Prehotka is making a comment on how we can use this opportunity to strengthen horizontal ties between ALSs from Eastern Europe, for example. I don't have an answer for you, Oksana. I don't know. And I think that it's another discussion which will need to be taken on by the task force on at-large structures engagement. Time is ticking. We've only got a few minutes left on this call. I'd like to move to the next item, that's number 8. Just to first remind you of the capacity building webinars which have been put together by the at-large capacity building working group. You have two links in your agenda, one to 2015, and it's got a link to a number of excellent webinars that are there. The recordings are in English, in Spanish, and in French. There's transcripts in those. There's a presentation for each one of these. It's really a great resource. It's got a discussion on INS stewardship transition. It's got discussions on CCWG accountability. It's got a presentation on security and stability, some topic very, very important for end users. It's got even whole topic about working groups for at large, the ALAC working groups and the cross-community working groups. So that's a lot of valuable information for your colleagues in your at large structures. Now, if you go to the capacity building of 2016 page, you will find that the page is empty, and that's because we have been asked to provide suggestions for webinars. This is a call for suggestions for webinars. You want a webinar on a topic X, then the working group will work on it. We'll find the right experts on this, and we'll then stage a working group for you. And so I can open the floor for a couple of minutes, but what we can do is to forward this call for request for topics over to the mailing list, and it would be interesting to get feedback from you. What do you think you want to know more about? What do your colleagues want to know more about? What's confusing in ICANN? This sort of thing. Any comments or questions or suggestions that come off your head right now? I see nobody putting their hand up, which means that I've either put everyone to sleep or everybody wants to go to sleep or everybody's waiting to have dinner. So let's move on swiftly then. And agenda item number 9, and that's the outreach and engagement calendars. This is just also a little tip for you. There are calendars out there that are there for you and your ALS colleagues to know, to help you finding out events that are taking place near you, or to also tell everyone else that you are holding an event that will involve some outreach that is ICANN related. So there's two links here. The first link is one which links to the ICANN at-large community. It's the link that says teamup.com and then some indescribable string here. You'll notice that this calendar is completely empty. Why is it empty? Because it's up to us to fill it up. So that's one link. If you have any suggestions as to what you'd like to put in there, please fill it up. And then what happens is that the ICANN stakeholder engagement department then has the ability to see the events that we're having here and add them over to the engagement interface, which is the second link that you have on your agenda, the ICANN events near you. If you click on Europe, you'll find there are five events at the moment that are listed. There's the Civil Society and Internet Governance event, Berlin series, that took place today. There is on January the 27th, a CPDP, Computers, Data Privacy and Protection Conference. That's over in, I don't even know where that is, that's somewhere in Europe. There's the Multilingual Internet MLI Global Summit. It's taking place, I believe, in London on February the 1st. There's Internet and Regulation, Who Rules the Internet, another conference on the 2nd, and there's one on the 22nd of February, the world-known Mobile World Congress, this huge thing taking place in Barcelona every year. But there is nothing from the at-large structures in our region, so please contribute to this via the outreach calendar, and hopefully we can enable more cross-pollination between our different ALSs and certainly more value for our at-large structures. Any comments or questions? There is total silence here, which means that I've probably put everyone to sleep. Let's go to agenda item number 10. Any other business? Well, I don't see anybody putting their hand up, so I'd like to thank all of you for having been on the on this conference call, and to thank staff as well for agreeing to extend this call by 15 minutes. And with this, I look forward to following up on the mailing list and to following up with the different action items that we have for this call. We'll be forwarding these to the mailing list immediately after this call, as soon as we've reviewed them. And let's get going. Let's get things moving. So thanks, everyone. And this call is now adjourned. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Olivier and Wolf, and everyone. Bye-bye.
The meeting has been adjourned.
Thank you,
the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call.